Our reading today comes from the Hebrew Scriptures, from the prophet Isaiah. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do not perceive it. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Can you all hear me all right? As I grow older, it seems that my voice fades and fades and fades, and pretty soon it's gone. So bear with me. Will you join me in prayer, please? Creator of the universe, guardian of our souls, come sit with us today. Join with us in our time of transition as we start our new beginnings. Amen. Some of you may not know who I am. I look around and I see mostly familiar faces, so you all know me, I'm sure. But did you know that my mother's name was Mary Adine Hammond and my father's name was Joseph Leslie Schultz? Don't fear, you can call me Catherine. We lived in a little town down in the Arkansas Valley. You probably all heard of it. It's La Hutta. My grandmother and grandfather Schultz lived just two doors away from us. And it was probably a good thing that they lived there because they were a very important part of my life. My sister was 4 years older than I, and I don't know, I was about 7 years old, I remember, when I realized that she didn't want me around anymore. She was 11 years old. She had her friends, and she would bring them all together and take a blanket out in the grass, and they'd get their little tea parties all together and drink the imagined tea and eat the imagined cookies. And I thought at the time, yuck. That wasn't fun for me. I don't care if you don't like me or not. And I think maybe they need a little excitement in their life. Maybe they need a tractor tire to go through their tea party. They got it. My sister told my mama told my daddy, and then I got it. I remember that the three of them actually made me really feel bad. I mean, I know I was a test. I mean, it was a test, not a pest. I was a test. But they did the best they could with me, but I loved adventure. I loved it. And all of a sudden, they're saying, that's bad. Don't do that anymore. And I started wailing away in big crocodile tears. And I went running up to my grandma's house. And sure enough, she was standing by the door. Evidently, she heard me bawling all the way from the house. She took me into her house. And my grandma was a very large woman. She probably tipped the scales maybe 250. And maybe I'm being kind to her now. I don't know. In my child's mind, as I look back at it, I thought she was, woo, one mammoth mama. But she was all love. All love. She would take me into her and sit down in the old rocking chair, and that old rocking chair would groan and grunt, and she would help me up on her knee, and she would say things like, all right, honey, tell me what's wrong. And of course, I would bare my soul, wailing away, crying, and she would rock me in the chair. I say, they're there now, you know, the comforting things that grandmas say to kids. I loved my grandma. She made me feel safe. She made me feel wonderful. Why have I told you this story? Well, I do have a point. When I first walked into this church 7 or 8 years ago, I realized that I had come to someplace special. There's a feeling here that I liked. I wanted to stay. I didn't spend all my life in church, so I didn't have a whole lot of churches to make reference to, but I did know that I had this feeling of being welcome. I felt that here was a place I could be safe. You opened your arms and you accepted me just as I am, warts and all. And you supported me, and I am grateful. I didn't realize at first what that feeling was that I had when I first came in to this room. And so it took me a little while to realize that, you know, this makes me feel like a kid of 7 crawling up on my grandma's lap and cuddling down into those big bazooms and going to sleep. Because that's what kids do. This is a very special, special place for me. And I know it is for many of you. The past 2 years, I have been quite ill. I've had a number of things happen to me. I won't go into detail. However, if you want to see my scars, no. There was a time during this past 2 or 3 years that I really felt that I should give up. I was tired. I had polio when I was 21 years old, and I've been fighting my body ever since. And I'm 81 now, and, you know, you get tired of carrying all that garbage with you. Anyway, I had a knee replacement, I will tell you that, and that was the hardest part of the past 2 or 3 years. But, you know, every time I just about give up, one of you would call, or one of you would say, I lifted you up in church Sunday, and I realized that that love, that was, I can't give up. I got too much inside of me. I want to share that love. I want to love you back. So you guys didn't let me give up. You lifted me up. You sent me your love. And now I have the energy to plow ahead. I feel your love. I feel your energy. And I respect them both. Perhaps Robert Browning said it best when he said, love is the energy of life. Think about that a minute. Love is the energy of life. Do you remember the first time you saw someone that you were really attracted to and shot adrenaline, right? Woo, how about that? This was a beginning of love. When you have love in your heart, when you share that love, you create your own energy. You become more vital. And I don't care how old you are. We all have to have love. We all have to have caring. And this is where I receive a lot of that. And this is why I can still be maybe like a 7-year-old and just be a little bit of a test for you guys. You see, this place, you people, you lift me up when I am down. You heal me when I'm sick with your loving spirit. I become energized. I become ready for the next adventure. We will be receiving a new pastor. He'll be coming in with his own problems. We will be very stressful. It has been a stressful time. But he has been in a very stressful time also. Let's think about what he's gone through. Let's forget about us, but let's think about him for a minute. He's a young man. He's coming into a new church. He doesn't know all of us. He's probably wondering, oh, what are they going to think of me? You know, as we are thinking, what is he going to think of me? this is stressful, but he also has a new family. He has a new baby to take care of. He has lots of stress right now, and I think that he needs our love just as much as we will need his love in the coming days. Let us remember one thing, that Pastor Betty is not going to be a good act to follow. And we are going to have to give him of our support, of our love, and share the spirit that we have here with him so that we can help him become a success. I look at this time of transition and I think, maybe this is the best time of all, you know? Maybe this is what we've really been needing. We grew so fast for a while, and now we're slowing down again, so let's get another shot of adrenaline, and let's start growing again. New beginnings are not to be put aside and not to be thought of as being, you know, stressful. Of course they are. But have you ever thought about how Adam and Eve felt when they were kicked out of paradise? No home, no place to go. Well, they had nothing. Well, they had a few fig leaves, right? That's it. And they went out, and now that was a huge new beginning. And what about the Exodus from Egypt? These people, at a moment's notice, had to leave. They left their friends. They left their possessions. They had to walk through that sea. Can you imagine looking around and seeing these? No. No, that's stress. And then they spent 40 years in the desert. Yeah. They had their new beginnings, and they were huge beginnings. Our beginnings are here, this new beginning here at this time. Let's keep it in perspective. This is what happens in life. Changes happen. Remember, the only consistent thing in life is change. This is another change. We have lived through many, many of them. And we will come out at the other end of this being stronger, healthier, and more loving to each other. I ask you younger people to cinch up your trousers, okay? Let's tie on your tennis shoes and give Brad all the help you can possibly give him. And you older folks, I'm not going to leave you out. I'm asking you to tuck up your Depends and get with the program. Above all, for heaven's sakes, let's not be fearful. We have been taught not to fear. God is with us, right? Relax. Enjoy this time. This will never be a period that will happen again. We will never be able to accept Brad again. This is the first time and only time that's going to happen. Rejoice. I know that you're going to be more than a welcoming congregation. And I know that this congregation is going to grow again. We're going to have 30 little children here in front of us again. Because this is a house of the Lord. This is a house where the Spirit lives. And nothing can keep down the Christian spirit. We will succeed. We will not only grow in our church and in our membership, but we also extend out into the community with more programs. More adventures, you see, with new ideas. And a lot more love to be gained. Some of you expressed to me that you're fearful. I know. I'm looking at the old girls over there. As we grow older, we have a tendency to fear change. You are in the hands of God. You are in the hands of a loving congregation. What's to fear? This transition period is going to be a piece of cake. relax and enjoy it. Oh, one more thing. Then I'm going to sit down and shut up for a while. Everybody, during this period of time, don't get your knickers in a knot, guys. It makes you sit funny. Thank you.